Now the story of one of the world's newest newspapers. The Baghdad Bulletin began publishing on June 9th. It's written in English, sells on the streets of Iraq and Jordan for 500 Iraqi dinar, or about 40 cents, and is dedicated to reporting on the redevelopment of Iraq. At the moment, it's biweekly. The third issue came out this week. Dave Enders is the Bulletin's 22-year-old editor-in-chief and co-publisher. His previous journalistic experience was limited to a string of internships at the New York Times, the Associated Press, and his hometown paper, the Grand Rapids Press in Michigan. Enders got a loan to start the project, and in May, he headed off to Iraq.
I came out to Baghdad for about 10 days to do sort of an assessment, find out whether we could do what we wanted to do. I found printing presses, made sure we could rent a house, internet access, all the necessities, essentially. And I hate to say it, it wasn't too tough. Once I got here, the biggest hurdles have been the communications. You have to do everything face-to-face, and then the lack of electricity.
With the power outages, the confusion over the prevailing currency, just the general state of chaos there in Baghdad, getting this publication out must be incredibly challenging.
Yeah, it definitely is a challenge. You work when the power's on. A lot of times I take a nap before the power comes back on at midnight, and then I start editing. Transportation, we've been hiring drivers. We had our own car, which we just sold because it was too much trouble, and we actually needed the money. You just work around it as best you can.
What about reporting? Is it difficult to get Iraqi people to open up to you?
No. In fact, sometimes the biggest problem is getting them to stop. People are really excited about this sudden freedom from not being able to say anything. But in most cases, you get your ear talked off. It's hard to get everything you've planned to do done, because you end up generally spending a lot more time with people than you planned.
The Bulletin has included stories about protests in the streets, problems with security. The recent issue has a story on Baghdad's garbage problem. These are not the kinds of things that Iraqis are used to seeing in publications there. What do they make of this publication?
They appreciate it. It's a local publication, and we've been delivering it door-to-door in neighborhoods where there are a lot of English speakers, and it's turned the guys we hired to do this into sort of minor celebrities. People wait for them to show up. They even had matching shirts and caps made.
Are the troops reading the paper?
They are. It's tough to tell whether that's because it's the only thing printing in English right now, or it's the only thing for them to read besides Stars and Stripes. And reaction's been mixed. The atmosphere is kind of tense here, and you don't have to be very critical, or even, in my opinion, being fair, to be pegged as anti-American. So some guys have really appreciated what we're doing. Other guys have taken issue with it very quickly.
What are the long-term prospects for this publication?
The long-term prospects, hopefully, are a weekly publication. We'd like to see two editions, a full edition in Arabic and a full edition in English. And right now, we have about a half foreign staff, half Iraqi staff. And by the time I leave as editor, I want to be turning it over to someone who's here, who's an Iraqi. We want to leave this here as a viable thing.
Dave Enders, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Dave Enders is editor-in-chief and co-publisher of the Baghdad Bulletin.